This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Now, across the nation, thanks to Australia's only LGBTI radio station, Joy 94.9, and Star Observer, your destination for queer news online and in print. This is QNN. Now, here's your host, Matthew Wade.
Members of the LGBTI community will again march in Melbourne's annual Invasion Day rally on January 26th. In a show of solidarity and support for Indigenous people around the country. Organised by No Pride in Detention, an activist group initially formed to draw awareness to the gay and bisexual asylum seekers on Manus, the contingent will march under the banner No Pride in Invasion at the upcoming event. Group member Geraldine Feller, who is helping to organise the contingent, said there were many at last year's Invasion Day rally who appreciated a queer group being there. The Greens candidate running against Tanya Plibersek at the next federal election has hit back at reports criticising his old social media posts about Mardi Gras and the Imperial. In recent articles published by both the Daily Telegraph and Daily Mail, a handful of Matthew Thompson's old social media posts were labelled crude and controversial in attempts to bring his viability as a candidate into question. Speaking to the Star Observer, Thompson asked what the messages the article sent were, saying, "It says we're okay with you being queer, but we don't want to see it." A group of Melbourne-based mothers are planning to offer free hugs at this year's Midsummer Carnival for young people who may have experienced family rejection. The move was organised by local mum, comedian and author Nellie Thomas, who was prompted to do something after she saw a similar initiative undertaken in the US. A Poppers action group is encouraging gay and bisexual men to make submissions to the Therapeutic Goods Administration ahead of its decision on whether or not to ban alkyl nitrites. In November last year, the TGA postponed its decision on whether to ban alkyl nitrites, colloquially known as poppers, and reclassify them into the same category as marijuana and heroin until early 2019. In response, the newly formed Nitrite Action Group, a mix of researchers, clinicians and community health activists, have created a messaging guide to help gay and bisexual men make their submissions count. Human rights lawyers in Australia have called on Prime Minister Scott Morrison to make good on his 2018 promise to remove religious exemptions affecting LGBT students and teachers in faith-based schools. Australian lawyers for human rights have expressed worry that Morrison may now be focused on legislating religious freedom to the detriment of the queer community. LGBTI subcommittee co-chair at ALHR, Nicholas Stewart, said he was worried about Morrison's intentions despite the PM's earlier commitment to legislatively remove discrimination. On January the 9th, the one-year anniversary of same-sex and gender-diverse couples being able to tie the knot, Greens Senator Janet Rice said the celebration was personal. After reflecting on her wife Penny and their extended battle for marriage equality, including fighting for laws that would scrap forced trans divorce, Rice encouraged Australians to keep the fight up. She said, "I call on all Australians, especially cisgender heterosexual Australians, to stand with and support your LGBTIQ+ family and friends to make sure governments continue to remove discrimination from our society." And in sport news, Proud to Play and Cricket Victoria's Proud Cricket Day has returned, and the Sydney Sixers will promote LGBTI inclusion at the team's first ever Pride match this month. Members of the LGBTI community in Victoria were invited to the new City Power Centre at Junction Oval in St Kilda to take part in a range of activities. Cricket Victoria's Head of Diversity and Community, Emma Staples, said that they were determined to continue pushing to make cricket more inclusive than ever. Minnesota Timberwolves forward Andrew Wiggins has publicly denied the language he used during a post-game interview in which he called Oklahoma City Thunder guard Dennis Schroeder gay. In the interview, Wiggins dismissed a reaction Schroeder had had after a court injury, saying, "I don't know what's wrong with him, he was just gay." After video of the remarks showed up online, Wiggins attempted to address the remarks on his own social media. In his own Twitter post, he said he tried to say getting and not gay. That's what's making news in the LGBTI community this week. The QNN team will be back here next week, or you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for QNN. I'm Matthew Wade.
QNN was recorded at Joy 94.9 in collaboration with Star Observer. Get your queer news and entertainment fix daily. Tune in to Joy 94.9 at joy.org.au or via our app.
and visit starobserver.com.au for up-to-date news and current affairs from a queer perspective. Distributed across the Community Radio Network with thanks to the Community Broadcasting Association of Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.